This is Gordon Strong, Grand Master Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Czechlar. It's a Category 2B Bohemian Pilsner. So this is a very clear, deep gold beer. It has a pure white head. It's about medium in size. All of that looks very normal, so I'll give it a 3 for appearance. Smelling it, you get a moderate pils malt aroma, a little bit of DMS, which you can get with pils malt, just a hint of corn, a lot of spicy hops. Nice. It's a clean lager ferment, nothing off. The malt has a little bit of sweetness to it and is rich for a pils malt. The hops are moderately strong and fresh. Sometimes homebrewed versions of these, the hops can come off as harsh, and this is a super clean hop character. It's not quite as rich and strong as some versions, so I'll give it an 11 for aroma. Flavor. It has a firm bitterness with a large floral spicy sauce hop aroma. It's a moderate malty richness. It's a pils flavor, a little bit of corn, slightly sweet. But it's more flavorful than like a just a plain German pilsner would be. The pils malt has a depth to it that's quite characteristic of the better Czech beers. You can tell there's a lot of bitterness, but it's really being balanced by the malt, or nearly balanced. The bitterness still comes through. It's got a crisp, dryish finish. You get bitterness, hop flavor, and malt in the aftertaste. Very clean lager character. Yeah, very clean. No harshness at all. Smooth. Give it an 18 for flavor. Mouthfeel. There's not a lot to say there. It's a medium body, medium carbonation. But both of those are completely normal, so nothing else really. So give it a 5, because that's what's expected. So overall, it's really got a great malt and hop flavor. It's got a lot of bitterness, but the malt provides a very nice counterpoint to it. It's a clean lager character. The pils flavor is fairly pure. Some examples, Pilsner Kell notably, have a little bit more complexity, but it's definitely more complex than German Pilsner would be. It's packing a lot of bitterness and hop flavor. Really like the hop flavor a lot. Could use a touch more aroma, but the flavor dimension is really, really very nice. So, that's the, I'll give it a 9 for overall impression, and that totals up to a 46 overall. So, this is the Czech Bar, which is the internationally accepted name for Budweiser Budvar. It's one of the best examples of Czech Pilsner, Bohemian Pilsner, Category 2B.